Art, the Sounders wrapped up the first half of the season Saturday against San Jose in a very unpleasant way.
Let me describe, using Siggy Schmid's words, the Sounders coach. He said it was ugly, 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 ugly soccer. That was due to the fact that San Jose was missing its best player and decided, since they're having such a lousy season, just to kick the Sounders and beat them up. And they did. They knocked out three players in that game. Brad Evans went out in the first half with a rib injury. Then Jimmy Traore, a defender, went out with a leg problem. But the most devastating loss was goalie Michael Spurning. He was hit in the first half in the left forearm and wrist and is likely to be unavailable for this Saturday's game. But because the Sounders had two injured goalies already, they were down to a fourth-string goalie, Andrew Weber, whom they just hired midweek from a third-tier team in Phoenix to be the backup goalie. Their other two likely guys, Josh Ford had already had knee surgery, and Marcus Hanneman, a Seattle Pacific University star, pulled a hamstring in a reserve game. So they're down to their fourth-string goalie for this Saturday. It's just been a mess, and these injuries and this tumult have really compromised the season. The Sounders finished the first half 7-7 with three ties, the acme of mediocrity, and they're in seventh place in the MLS. They still have games to play, meaning if they win those games, they'll be back up in the playoff hunt. But right now, it doesn't look pleasant.
And as they prepare to start the second half of the season, this week they gained a player and lost one.
Right. Osvaldo Alonso is their best player. He's the three-time most valuable player on the team. And in the 93rd minute, stoppage time of the game against San Jose, he got into an altercation with a San Jose player and was red carded for it. So he was out of the last minute of the game and suspended for the next game until the Sounders appealed, and the appeal by the Sounders was upheld. So he'll be back. But we just found out that Eddie Johnson, their star striker, was called to duty for the U.S. men's national team. And he's supposed to play in the CONCACAF Gold Cup knockout rounds, which could mean he's going to be gone for up to a week and miss two games, including Saturday. So, again, the mystery mess of the roster strikes again. Injuries, call-ups, it's been a tough year for the Sounders. Not to say they can't recover, because they're not in too deep a ditch. But right now, Siggy Schmid knows that the game he played last Saturday was ugly, and the roster situation isn't any prettier.
And speaking of not pretty, it's not a real pretty scene for Sounders fans wanting to get into CenturyLink Field these days.
Yeah, they had a big snafu July 3rd. In the first game, they were attempting to wand every fan who came in. It's an improved security measure that CenturyLink is trying. The NFL is going to do this as well and has some more draconian things we can talk about later. But right now, the Sounders really have to do something about fan security, because in the first game, thousands of fans were still out on the street waiting to get in. But the wanding security system did not work as anticipated. And there were a lot of people who missed the first 15 or 20 minutes of the game because the Sounders didn't have enough security people. Hopefully they get that fixed this time.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.